Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
And a community connection on 1400 K1, and I get to talk Bartlesville Community Foundation with its new executive director. I say not brand new, you've been on the job for a few months, but Mike Wilt, thanks for coming in this morning.
Hey, thanks for having me on, and Happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year to you, and I'm sure that your Christmas holiday was busy, active, and fun with grandkids and all that stuff when they come to visit.
I should have had them first. They are all kinds of fun.
Aren't they?
They are. Yeah. They really are. I've got a 16-month-old girl. We don't do boys in my family, apparently, because I've got two daughters, and the oldest daughter has a 16-month-old and now about a 2-month-old. And both girls.
Yes.
And the 16-month-old is just a blur of activity, just constant. She can't talk yet, but she jabbers quite a bit. And she'll wear you out, that's for sure. And I actually put a little cardboard playhouse together for her, and the next morning I woke up thinking, what did I do? I'm not as young as I used to be, so getting down on the floor to play with her sometimes, I can't get back up.
I understand that problem. And sometimes the kids have more fun with the cardboard box than they do with the toy, but if they're jabbering all right, you may have a future broadcaster in the making.
There you go.
Anyway, Bartlesville Community Foundation, been around for about 20 years, and many people know what's going on, but I think more, say, community foundation, first of all, what is it and what do you do?
Right. Well, let's go back a little bit of history. Yes, it was back in, I think it was around 1999, and Charlie and Corky Bowerman, Charlie, of course, an executive with Phillips 66, retired, and Pam Dunlap was actually the CEO of the chamber, which Sherry, my wife, has had that position for, six, 7 years now. And they saw a need to have a community foundation and got all the paperwork and formed it. And it was really hand-to-mouth for a lot of years. And Charlie and Corky basically operated the foundation for many years, keeping the doors open, trying to get it off the ground. And, you fast forward
1999, investment-wise, not unlike what we're seeing here. It was kind of a market that didn't want to do much.
Right.
Investments weren't paying off much.
Exactly. And there were a couple of years in between 1999 and today that were similar. And the only constant is change. So, but now we're in a position to where we've got, in addition to me, I've got three other staff members, a director of operations, an accountant, and a receptionist. And because the workload is such, and thankfully our assets are such that we can, maintain that and do a lot better job doing what we do. And, people go, well, what's a community foundation? And basically what it is a pooling of resources, of endowments. For example, when I was at the hospital, I ran the Blue Stem Medical Foundation, which was the money-raising arm for the hospital. That was its sole purpose, and the hospital was the sole beneficiary. And I would have loved to have gotten into a position to where we had enough funding to invest and then use the receipts off that investment. We never really got there. But with the Community Foundation, we're able to pool resources and have enough funding, a large enough funding, to where we earn, a lot more in revenue for the individual folks that have a stake in it.
Mm-hmm.
And so they see some returns on that, and they can spend some of the returns and then invest more back into the pool. And so it's a fabulous concept. And instead of benefiting, one entity, our goal is to benefit Bartlesville.
And I think that says it right there in a nutshell. It benefits the community and numerous causes or potential causes or interest areas that people might want to have say, well, I gave to these four nonprofits. Well, but they're all nonprofits, so we really don't see a lot of it because it's like our four, smaller one as opposed to the Red Cross or the United Way nonprofits. And this way, you get to see your gift really multiply.
Well, exactly, and it's dependent on whatever is of interest to the donor.
Mm-hmm.
The donor may have, a single entity. They may have four or five entities they are interested in. And one of the things that we're stressing nowadays is planned giving and so that way whenever the donor has passed away, that the beneficiaries continue to benefit from their resources.
Mm-hmm.
And we just have done that. I've only been on board about 2.5 months now. But it's going to be one of our focuses going forward and everybody should do estate planning, to
right.
avoid probate. My wife and I have done that and thankfully we got my in-laws to do that prior to my father-in-law passing about 3 years ago. And if you haven't done it, make that a goal for 2019. I've not gone through probate, but from what I hear, it is a pain.
I have not had that pleasure, if I can use that term. Every story, there are very, very, very few good stories about probate.
Right, exactly. Well, in fact, back when I was in the legislature, I don't remember the particulars of a bill, but I had a local financial planner approach me about passing some legislation to avoid probate. Like I said, I don't even remember what the bill did. And it never went anywhere, but it was a great idea.
But it seems like other than the person who has nothing and has nobody to leave it to, everybody should do something in the way of estate planning, right?
Well, and we see a lot of that, or a lot more than you would think, that we've got older folks that do not have children, or sadly have children, but are not really on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're looking for places to leave their money. And it's like, okay, well, what are your interests? Is it children? Is it education? Is it in the community in general? And we can help them with that. One of the things that I want to emphasize that we don't do is we are not financial planners.
Right.
We're not accountants. We're definitely not attorneys, although I like to play one every now and again. And so one of the things that we're going to be doing in 2019 is forming what we like to call a group of allied professionals. And these are the professionals in town that help people with their estate planning, with their financial planning, and let them know, the more they know about us, the more they're able to educate their clients on, okay, well, here's an option.
Mm-hmm.
They're not pushing us. We just want to be, as I like to say, on the menu.
Right.
And that's where a lot of people will get their financial security, because they're talking to people that they trust.
Well, but it's not an a la carte menu for you, because you fit nearly every circumstance that someone would want to do something of benefit with their money.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
There are a lot of people, obviously, who want to give to, I don't care, the Red Cross, their church, education fund for their grandkids. But whatever it is, it's a single-purpose gift, where with you, yes, they can still do single-purpose, but they can just say wherever the Community Foundation sees is the best use of these funds.
Right. We've got what we call donor-advised funds. We've got designated funds. Those have different levels of where you want to steer your money. Field of interest funds. I'm not going to get into the weeds here because it's a little more difficult and because of time.
Mm-hmm.
But people have special interests, sure, but there are a lot of people that their interest is Bartlesville. It's the Bartlesville community. And so anything, and we've got a board set up that can designate, if funds are undesignated, it's like, okay, what's a need in the community that we as a community foundation can address, should address? And so that's one of the things we're going to get a little bit more aggressive on in the coming year. And one of my goals is to, even though we've been around for 20 years, and I've known about it myself, the Bartlesville Community Foundation, and, you know, if you asked me, you know, in January of this year to explain it, I probably couldn't. Mm-hmm. In fact, I know I couldn't. And so people know about it, and but my goal is to raise the awareness, raise the education level, the knowledge of people. And so when people hear the Bartlesville Community Foundation, like, oh, okay, I know what that – you don't have to give me a 10-second elevator speech. I know what that is.
Right. And I think that's going to help out everybody who wants to, again, make some financial good with their estate, and it can be part of a great estate plan.
Well, and there are several advantages to the donor as well. Again, I'm not going to get in the weeds, but there are several tax advantages. There are, if you want to, instead of setting up the Mike and Sherry Wilt Foundation, which will require some expense and some paperwork, and, you know, I love paperwork.
But once you've done your thing as President of the United States, you could do that. If
I don't know about that. You have to run for that, I think. Well, I think my running days are over. So there are several advantages to the donor as well. That they, you know, it's a lot more easy on them, both tax-wise and just bureaucracy-wise, to go through the foundation as opposed to doing something separate.
It sure is. We're talking with Mike Wilt with the Bartlesville Community Foundation. We'll get into a little bit more of the particulars and how it really benefits you when we continue on a Community Connection in just a moment.
Announcing the new Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma. Two of Oklahoma's premier orthopedic experts, Central State Orthopedics and Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, EOC, have now merged to become Oklahoma's premier orthopedic healthcare expert, Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, PLLC. So if you're in need of back surgery, knee or hip replacement, call the specialist at Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma now offers the best orthopedic care in the state, and I should know. It's where I had my back surgery. So whether you're in need of back surgery, hip or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, located in the Natalie Building at 65th and Yale. Call 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
And continuing the Community Connection on 1400 K1, Mike Wilt in from the Bartlesville Community Foundation, and really just getting the message out as far as how it can benefit the community. Mike, I get the feeling that one of the stops you're going to be making in 2019 is every financial planner and any attorney that does estate planning, just to say, do you really know what we do?
Well, exactly. Well, we're actually bringing them to us.
Oh, that's even better.
We're going to feed them.
Okay.
So maybe they'll attend. In fact, I believe our first meeting is going to be in February, where we're going to invite people kind of as an education thing. And one of our goals, we're still kind of walking our way through this, is to offer some continuing education credits so they get something out of it. And then we get an opportunity to tell them about us and how we can benefit their clients, how their clients can benefit the community, and just bring everybody together. And it's not a competition thing. Everybody's going to have the clients that they have, and there's a very good possibility that we can steer people to those individuals here in town who do the planning, the financial planning, the estate planning, and whatnot. So, we're all on the same team. We're all here to benefit Bartlesville. We're all here to benefit the people. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be a win-win. One of our slogans is the power of together. And so by pooling the resources, by everybody coming together, even though they've got their special interests, but they're all part of a team. Well, that is the power of together, as opposed to everybody doing their own thing separately. And so that's how it works. That's kind of the engine and the strength behind the concept of a community foundation.
And you get the professional money management that a foundation can do on a large scale, and therefore it would make sense that the overall gains of those dollars invested probably would be greater, because you're looking at that full-time money management aspect of what you're doing as a foundation.
Oh, exactly, exactly.
And so it's something that people can certainly study how things work, but you get the annual report that any investment firm would provide, but you can actually break it down almost any way that the investor probably would want to see the money.
Oh, yeah. You know, we don't, any information that our donors or contributors want to see, yeah, we're very open to that.
And so,
I apologize. I'm going on week two with this head cold.
I'm doing my best to manage the mic for you, so you're when you're getting a little sniffle there, that we can not get as much of it on the air anyway.
Right.
But
might need some Lysol after this.
We'll maybe just have a whole weekend of cleaning the place up. I think everybody in this week has been in with some kind of a winter malady somewhere along
right,
the line.
Right.
But it's just one of those things that if somebody has a particular area of interest, law enforcement, animal, whatever, you're probably already have an interest area set up for them.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. I'm trying to think of something that we really don't. But yeah, we, you know, from A to Z. And you mentioned animals. I'm just stunned. The level of interest that mm-hmm. people have for all kinds of animal causes, SPCA, ARF, or the Bark Park, mm-hmm. it's just incredible.
That's one area that I know has been mentioned frequently for the different organizations that I talk to, and oh yeah, we go through the Bartlesville Community Foundation, so I hear it whether you hear it or not.
Oh, well, good, yeah. Good. Well, I'm hoping to hear more of it the longer I'm there.
Okay, estate planning with the team that estate planners do. You'll get the attorney and the financial professional and maybe one or two other people at the table with the potential donor, and they can then work things out the way they want. And sooner or later, maybe they'll invite you in, like you said, to be at the table on part of the menu.
Right. Yeah. Our like I said, we're not, you know, professionals as far as estate planning, but we know people who are. And so we want to, you know, have a strong triangle between us, the allied professionals, and the prospective donors, and to make sure that, you know, the allied professionals are well educated on what we do, what our options are, so they can then better communicate that to the donor. Now, if the donor's got questions that they can't answer, well, then yes, that's why we are there. Is to visit with them and kind of walk them through, you know, the possibilities. And that's something we do every day.
I know you've got a several months at the helm now, but still it's a relatively short time. But in your history, either what you know of or what you've experienced already, do people come to the foundation and say, I'd like to give, how can you set me up so that things work for me?
Oh, yeah. Every possible scenario you can think of, we've seen. You know, people walk in the door. And especially this time of year, mm-hmm. with the you know, for tax purposes and whatnot, and say, well, hey, I've got X amount that I want to, you know, what are your recommendations? And then we say, well, what are your interests? And so yeah, we walk them through all the particulars, and we're very customer friendly, if you will, to use a business term.
Well, I think that's appropriate. And of course, you do have the annual legacy event, certainly one of the big visibility issues that you've had over 20 years. We know who you are, at least if we attend the dinner.
Well, exactly. And we're not ready to announce who our two legacy families are, but we do have a legacy event coming up in May. Mm-hmm. That's something we're already working on. And we've got two families that we honor every year, and we've got a committee that has a list of names that they've come up with that have been submitted. It's a pretty extensive list, and they go through that. In fact, I was in a meeting 2 weeks ago, I guess it was, where they were walking through the names, and it was interesting hearing, you know, the different, well, I think A or B and Y.
Mm-hmm.
And it's I'm glad I don't have to make that decision. I'm just there, you know, as a support staffer. And then once the decision is made to select those two, we then go to the families and say, here's the deal. Are you okay with this? Because we don't want to, you know, sneak them to a dinner like they do on some other, and now the award, and then everybody's embarrassed and they don't know about it. And so the process we have is just on the money. It really is. And so we'll probably be coming out with the announcement of who those two families are after the first of the year, because nobody's paying attention right now. Everybody's with Christmas and New Year's and whatnot. And so we hope to announce the two honorees coming up in January, and then a big blowout will be toward the end of May.
Sounds good. Well, again, if you have questions about even what it is or how you can get involved with the Bartlesville Community Foundation, give them a call. You're online at
Bartlesville, C as in community, F as in foundation.org.
So check that out. And, of course, when the time comes, buy your tickets for the event. Help us honor whoever mystery guest number one and mystery guest number two will be this year.
Yeah. Well, we told one family, and they said, well, who's the other family? I said, well, we haven't contacted them yet, so I can't tell you. So, and it's, you know, and it's when you tell the families, they are so excited. And I said, man, I could do this all day. Yeah. You know, it's like handing out cash money or something. It was a lot of fun.
Well, it sure is. And looking at the list of names, wow, they would be in good company, whoever is named.
Right.
Mike, thank you so much for your time this morning, and congratulations on having spent a little bit of time with the grandkids. And we'll look forward to getting you back in here on a more regular basis in 2019.
Sounds great. Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you very much. Mike Wilt with us this morning on AM 1400, 93.3 FM K1. We'll check the forecast and news from CBS in just a bit.
Hi, this is Rod McElvain, pastor of Grace Community Church. Many verses in Proverbs connect discipleship with financial blessing. Proverbs